The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday, October 10th, 2022. My, how time flies. Did you manage to catch the draconid meteor showers over the weekend? They were there, but some areas apparently were so cloudy, couldn't see it. So just, you know, food for thought. Dave Krieger with you, welcoming you to another edition of the Power Hour. Knowledge is power. So are the deals. It's power when we can help you save money. And at the Power Mall, we've got 10% off North American Urban Spice products. So this gives you an opportunity before winter sets in to stock up on your immune system products now, because we are in a bioweapon war with our own government, who seeks to poison us with these mRNA jabs. And by the way, boosting your immune system also means cleaning out. You know, like they did on the clumps, you know, she was going to go get her colon cleansed. Well, guess what? You're going to get free shipping when you buy a colon cleanse set from the Power Mall. That's one bottle of Oxy powder and one bottle of Latero Flora. No code is necessary. We're going to apply the discount at the checkout cart. And of course, we're going to take that cleanse challenge. My wife and I are. So those of us at the Power Hour are going to, I guess, put us to the test. They're going to do it too. You should do it too. We'll all do it together. How about that? And of course, if you want to generate money, and my website, cloudedtitles.com, I have done this. I put the banner up there. It's an excellent way to generate more revenue. You put the Power Mall banner on the website, and you give your dedicated affiliate link to the friends and family and everybody to go there to shop and buy products. And, of course, we give you the software so you can track all the sales that you generate. And then you get 10% of everything your friends and family and everybody else hitting that banner link buy from the Power Mall. Keeps us going. You can use our link at the Power Mall to check out the affiliate information. Or, in the alternative, you can email us at support@thepowermall.com for more information about signing up. And of course, big announcement here as of last Friday. We are now on the Rents Radio Network. Big thank you to Jeff Rents for having us back on again. And of course, you listen to Jeff on his own radio network at rentsradio.com. He's a big hit with a lot of you. And of course, nothing is going to be changing for our showtime or how to listen. So it makes it real easy. If you go to rentsradio.com, we're streaming live from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. So you can just kind of look at your clock and coordinate that. We also are now proud to partner with Lion Energy. And I'm trying to work a deal out right now with Frank Davis and the folks over there, because I'm trying to achieve a net zero concept and wrap it into the mortgage. So anybody that goes out and buys an energy efficient building, especially the ones I manufacture or put up rather that are manufactured, they're structural insulated panels made out of steel with foam in the middle, EPS foam. They're extremely energy efficient. And they, if you ever heard of a HERS test or a blower door test, these things just, the results are off the charts. Just the guys look at this stuff and look at the results of doing the testing and to see just what the air circulation is and how much air escapes when they pressurize the house. And man, they're just like, wow, never seen anything like this. Yeah, they're pretty airtight. Which means if nothing can get out, nothing can get in. Unless you do something to make it get in or let it get in. So, you know, we think Lion Energy probably going to be a good thing. And you can use, if you order by phone, you can go 385-375-8191. Or you can place your order by phone. When you do that, you give them the code Power Hour and get a discount. And, of course, we've made it very easy. So you just go to the Power Mall or thepowerhour.com, either one. click on the banner to order the products, to browse and order. You can use the code POWERHOUR. Now, as far as the net zero concept, there's two schools of thought. One is that your electric company, utility, will not pay you to produce energy. Even though you heard Frank say on the radio last week, on the show, and this is something I didn't even know, that of all the energy produced by utility companies, 2/3 of it goes to waste. Wow. Didn't know that. Well, imagine being able to store your unused energy that you produce in batteries to run your own home, and you don't even need the electric company. And if you're on an existing meter, well, guess what? The electric company is going to hit you with a meter charge anyway because you're already connected. That's the sad state of affairs in America, folks. But, you know, if you're not producing or generating your own electricity, if you are generating your own electricity, you don't really have to worry much about having a big electric bill. All you're going to have is a meter charge every month, which is about $8 or $9. So that means you're going to pay about $100 a year for your meter charge, and you're not going to have an electric bill other than that. Now, the other manner of which, because I said two things, the other thing is being off-grid and being able to generate your own electricity without connecting to a power pole. Of course, you have to check the local laws to see. And I'm always of the opinion better to apologize and get permission. Hey, in this day and age, a lot of people are like, yeah, let's go ahead and do the work. And then, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know I needed to get a permit. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know I needed to get approval from the electric. I didn't know the electric company was required by law to put a meter out here. You see, if you're in a zone that is unrestricted, that means, like me, I built in a place that we only had to apply for a septic permit and a driveway permit, and that's it. No building permits. So that's why my house went up in 16 days. And that's why I don't need to worry about, you know, contacting all these people and have inspectors crawling up my backside. So you got to be smart about that. See, a lot of people live in HOAs and they think that they're wonderful, but hey, guess what? Some HOAs are so stuck on things, they're anally fixated on the fact you've got to have that wonderful Spanish tile roof. We can't let you put solar panels on there and disgrace the neighborhood, even though it would bring the value up. And no, you can't have chickens. That disgraces the neighborhood. Yet, when the stores start to suffer from products and nobody can get eggs, the HOA is going to get egg on their face because everybody's going to be at the HOA meeting screaming at them saying, and now why can't we have chickens? So it's just one of those crazy things. And we're just getting some new word in here. My lovely wife, Linda, just came in and said that there is a email floating around here, a story about a friend informing her today that a neighbor, a dairy farmer, is now forced to vaccinate her herd with the mRNA vaccine. She complied, and of the 200 head of cattle, 35 of them died instantly after being vaccinated. Now imagine that. It's one of the reasons why we're going to be talking to Mike Wallach, who has a documentary series out called The Viral Delusion, The Tragic Pseudoscience of SARS-CoV-2 and the Madness of Modern Virology. The untold story behind the pandemic. Yeah, we're going to get into the COVID thing real hot and heavy in our second hour today. But, you know, we appreciate the fact that you are supporting us by making your purchases at the Power Mall or making donations, which you can do by clicking on your links in the email blast or going to thepowerhour.com and clicking the Support Us tab. And, of course, you can listen to us by phone at 518-737-0180. And, of course, I'm on Substack at davekrieger.substack.com. For those of you, I think I'm due for writing another article here pretty quick. We're also on Truth Social at The Power Hour, at Power Hour Host. And we also have our own gardening forum for those of you who want to get started. I think planting seed is in my to-do list this weekend. And of course, for those of you who want to participate in the Power Hour Forum, you go to Menu, Community, Forum, in that order. We got all sorts of people sharing their gardening tips and tricks and photos. It's all good stuff. All about solutions here at the Power Hour. So we know Mike Wallach is going to be on the show today. And let's see, we have a another whole list of people who are going to be on the show as far as our guests. It's kind of a cool thing that, you know, we are able to kind of give you the heads up as far as who's going to be on the show. Stephen Harkins from North American Urban Spice is going to be on with us because we've got the 10% off North American Urban Spice. Robert Knight is going to be on talking about the 2020 election fraud in his new book, Crooked. Yep. Tabitha Perry is a life coach. She's going to be on our Feel Good Friday segment, equipping women to realize who they are, what they're capable of, and how they're going to get it in a way that's not overwhelming. Because sometimes we look at the goal and we go, oh my God, this is going to be too much. It's going to be too much. I can't deal with this. It's going to be too much. Yeah, you don't have to worry about that. You take the tasks. How do you get rid of the big elephant in the room? You can answer that one bite at a time. See how that works? Little baby steps. Now, as far as world news goes, man, I'm telling you what, the world stage just keeps getting uglier every day we look at it, which is why I'm glad we live here in the good U.S. of A. And, of course, it's not as good old U.S. of A. as we thought. Europe is much older. Of course, it's always had its conflicts, but apparently saboteurs went and blew up part of the bridge that links Crimea with Russia, according to Russian authorities. The span of bridge that they took out is regarded as a key supply route for Russian troops in southern Ukraine. This is called the Kerch Strait Bridge or Kerch Bridge. It's a 12-mile structure that traverses the Kerch Strait and links southern Russia to the Crimean Peninsula. And apparently they're blaming Ukrainian terrorists. Three people apparently were killed, and a fire erupted, of course, on that section of the bridge, which Russia says they're going to fix in a hurry. There are also fears Belarus may be looking for an excuse to formally join the war in Ukraine, accusing Kyiv of planning to attack them. So the plot thickens. A building housing the visa office of the German consulate in Kyiv has been struck amid a wave of Russian strikes across Ukraine. Germany's Bild, the best-selling tabloid newspaper in Europe, cited former Heinrich Böll Foundation chairman Sergei Skomleny as the building where the visa office of the German embassy in Kyiv was located, was hit by the Russians in Monday's missile strikes. This just happening. French President Emmanuel Macron, Mr. Socialist himself, he's now giving Biden the finger too. Basically, he's saying that Biden's statement that the world is inching closer to nuclear Armageddon isn't responsible. We must speak with prudence when commenting on such matters, according to Macron. I've always refused to engage in political fiction, especially when speaking of nuclear weapons. On this issue, we must be very careful, Macron said at a conference in Prague over the weekend. In other words, he's calling Biden a doomsayer. Yeah, see, I know a little German, too. And I think you know what doomsayer means, right? Yeah, I don't think that doomsayer is on the FCC's banned list. Neither is caca for brains. Meanwhile, a major UK newspaper, The Telegraph, which is close to Britain's governing Conservative Tory Party and the country's best-selling broadsheet, has published an article by Associate Editor Camilla Tominey suggesting that Biden's qualities for the Oval Office are almost non-existent and slamming him as useless and nasty. See, we don't look too good on the world stage, do we? And there's always more garbage in the tit-for-tat game as we inch nearer the November 2022 midterms. In latest headlines regarding that brouhaha, two people have been shot outside Republican New York gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin's homes. The daughters were inside doing homework. Yeah, heard gunshots in the afternoon. Of course, Zeldin and his wife Diana were returning from a Bronx Columbus Day parade in Morris Park when they got word from the daughters who called 911. They're shooting outside our house. They found two people on the ground. They were transported to a hospital. Police are still investigating. 16-year-olds were inside doing their homework when that happened. Nike co-founder Phil Knight has donated $1 million to elect Republican Oregon gubernatorial candidate Christine Drazin in an increasingly tight race against Democrat Tina Kotek. Yeah, really, Tina, you should change your name. You sound too much like a women's sanitary napkin. You know, and then we got this other lady out there, Betsy, you know, you can read about it in the story. But see, she went from Democrat to independent. See, you got to let that strategy they're doing, because what they're trying to do is water down the vote. Really, it's very unproductive, especially when you got, I mean, it's bad enough we got rhinos, but now we got this. Meanwhile, up in Alaska, Trump-endorsed Kelly Chewbacca was projected this week to defeat by a narrow margin 21-year incumbent and pro-impeachment Senator Lisa Murkowski. Yeah, she needs to go. According to 538 submission, or simulation of the race, rather, Chewbacca is projected to defeat Murkowski in 52 in 100 times. The model supports polling showing Chewbacca has a slight edge over the incumbent. And meanwhile, of course, stateside, when Mr. Scarecrow decided to talk about Armageddon, Secretary of State, who used to be under Trump, Mike Pompeo says all these warnings of Armageddon in response to nuclear threats from Russia were reckless. Pompeo directly said, "We haven't faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis." So, you know, a lot of people aren't impressed with Motormouth. They don't like it. They don't like him saying it. Remember he said little incursion, and all of a sudden now we got to warn Ukraine? Think it was planned? Maybe. Two top Republicans, meanwhile, are warning Dorcas Mayorkas, Homeland Security Secretary, he faces possible impeachment if his department doesn't quickly implement new border controls. Oh, this comes from Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz. Oh, boy. Yeah, we'll see how that happens. Graham is a warmonger. And Cruz, sometimes I just don't know what side of the fence he's on. Just don't know. That's up to you to decide. Don't just take my word for it. You got to do your homework and your research. And if you like what you see in here, that's one thing. But keep in mind, when they get on mainstream media, and that includes Fox, and make these comments, it's because they want your vote. They want to elicit your participation and your emotions. One interesting note in the elections, a county in Northern Virginia has halted its use of ConnectCorp's election software after last week's arrest of the company's chief executive. Yep. Not going to do that. The Department of Health and Human Services watchdog has briefly probed Echo Health Alliance, a New York nonprofit that collaborated with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The four-month-long probe centered around an allegation that COVID was generated in China with the assistance of an NIH grant. You can read about that story in our email news blast. There's so much to report on. We had a really heavy news weekend, as well as this morning. 60 news articles out there that are on our email blast coming at you. Senator Chuck Grassley is now saying that hundreds of FBI agents resigned amid sexual misconduct allegations, according to a whistleblower. hundreds of FBI agents resigning between 2004 and 2020 amid sexual misconduct allegations. Wow. So much for fidelity, bravery, and integrity. Can we think of another acronym for FBI? Oh, I know I'm going to get some comment on that. People are, I can see their minds churning. Yeah, those three acronym initials, I just, oh, man. I mean, fat, bald, and ignorant, that's old. Don't need that one. Already heard that one a million times. I know you can come up with something else, but I'll tell you what, they've lost their credibility with, I think, pretty much a majority of us. Hunter Biden's lawyer is now responding to reports that Hunter is going to be indicted soon. Tit for tat, we'll see what happens, pretty much the subject of that article. Now, on another hand, if you're in New York City and you have a child going to school there, perhaps you really need to look into the behaviors of their teachers and make sure you monitor their child's social media. We've got multiple female teachers out in New York City being accused of inappropriate behavior involving students. Natalie Black, 27, a teacher at Hillside Arts and Letters Academy in Queens, sent at least 50 raunchy snaps of herself in lingerie or nude to a 17-year-old male student beginning in late 2021. The boy was interviewed by the NYPD, but no charges were filed. In March of 2022, the report found Black's bad behavior escalated. She showed male students photos of her private parts, pulled down her pants in a student's home, and told him to do the unthinkable. Yeah. Pictures of herself sucking on a liquor bottle and dancing naked from the waist down. I mean, this is just your kid. These teachers are educating your kids. Oh, yeah, they're educating them. All right. You might think about leaving the city and moving to someplace that's just a little bit more Christian and homeschooling your kid. See, every time they do stuff like this, it just, you know, where did they learn this stuff? That's what I want to know. Were they all molested as kids? You got to wonder about that. This is not what we're supposed to be teaching our kids, how to have kinky sex, how to play Anthony Weiner with your cell phone. Crazy, isn't it? We're going to be back with more news and your phone calls here on the Power Hour after the break. For those of you listening to us on rentsradio.com, welcome aboard. Officially. We'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all-natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Monday, October 10th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're on Rents Radio, we like that. All sorts of stuff going on, and I know that there's been an issue with some of you attempting to try to order from the Power Mall. We're looking into it. Trust me. Anytime that, you know, people are having difficulties, we appreciate your letting us know at support@thepowerhour.com. And we will do everything we can to accommodate the needs, because everybody's got them. Back in the news, those of you in New York City, New York City, remember that commercial? Yeah, New York City. Believe it or not, Chinese authorities have opened up a police service center in New York City. Yeah, it repatriates Chinese people using coercion, according to a security policy expert, but which could also be used for sabotage or espionage. And of course, people that we've had on this show before, like Frank Gaffney, executive chairman at the Washington-based Center for Security Policy, said as part of the Chinese Communist Party's global transnational repression, those service centers could be used as tools to destroy America. And of course, their police operations, according to Gaffney, are being used as instruments of reaching out, not just touching, but garroting individuals that they seek to either extricate from wherever they may be and return them home to face prosecution there for some cause. Meanwhile, one of my heroes in Florida, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd, is urging Floridians, you ready for this, to shoot looters breaking into their homes so they look like grated cheese. That is a quote. Yep. This is what Grady Judd said on Fox and Friends, and this is one of the reasons why I'm a member of the Florida Sheriff's Association, have been since 2012. Because we got people like him that know how to stand up for our constitutional rights. Somebody's coming in to deprive you of property. Yeah, he said like grated cheese. And his quote is, I would highly suggest that if a looter breaks into your home, comes into your home while you're there to steal stuff, that you take your gun and you shoot him, according to the sheriff. You shoot him so he looks like grated cheese because you know what? That's one looter that will not break into anyone else's home and take advantage of them when they're the most vulnerable and the most weak. Wow. My kind of guy. Yeah, I mean, seriously, you have a right to defend your property, right? I think you, if you look up, if you think this is a little far-fetched, look up Castle Doctrine. Look up Stand Your Ground Law, which is what Florida is, has Stand Your Ground Law. Look that up. Oh, trust me, I've met sheriffs in Florida. So, we have a history. Democrats are running a network of quasi-local news websites to spread pro-Democrat messages in swing states ahead of the midterms, according to reports by Axios, which encompasses at least 51 local news outlets across 10 swing states, with each of them having a nonpartisan-sounding name, such as the Milwaukee Metro Times, the Tri-City Record, and the Mecklenburg Herald. Huh. These sites share a common template, which mixes sports stories and other local news with political content that's heavily biased towards Democrat candidates and against their Republican competitors. So, yep. That's this network. Yep, the tit-for-tat that's happening right now, and also up in Wisconsin. Voters can't cancel their ballot and cast a new one once a vote's been cast, according to Waukesha County Circuit Judge Brad Scheimel. Granted a temporary injunction against the practice, which had been promulgated to officials across the state by the Wisconsin's Election Commission. Yeah, and what did it take to do this? Wisconsin voter Nancy Kormanek sued the Wisconsin Elections Commission over its guidance, which states that clerks can give completed and submitted absentee ballots back to a voter, arguing that doing so violates a Wisconsin law that states the clerk shall not return the ballot to the elector once submitted. Why does it take a lawsuit? Because even our own government can't follow their own laws. Oh, my. A top medical center is pausing transgender surgeries on minors after backlashes. This is Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Tennessee. Disclosed the pause in a letter to a state representative October 7th. Wow. Yeah, they'll sort all this out. I've got another story about transgenders and gender identity. A contract suggests Florida could to continue relocating illegal immigrants for months. This is Florida Department of Transportation purchase orders. Yep, they're going to do that for at least 8 more months. They're going to bus them out. It's amazing the amount of money that they are spending. Special Counsel John Durham, by the way, is going to be able to keep his witness list quiet for the Danchenko trial. A former Democrat mayor of San Luis, Arizona, Guillermina Fuentes, is hoping for leniency when she gets sentenced for pleading guilty in June to a single count of ballot abuse and admitted collecting several early voting ballots during the 2020 election. Delaware Republicans are celebrating a court ruling, too. Vote by mail is unconstitutional. So guess what? In Delaware, there will be no vote by mail on November 8th. There will be no same-day voter registration. Boy, what a slap in the face to Sleepy Joe, the hair sniffer. Ted Cruz, meanwhile, is saying the midterms are going to be a red tsunami because Democrats can only focus on abortion. What do you think? And, of course, those pro-life activists, some of them that were arrested on federal charges on October 6th, some of them of the 11 are speaking out. They were charged with violating a law known as FACE law, the FACE Act, which prohibits threatening or obstructing people who are trying to obtain or provide abortions. Some of the activists also charged with civil rights conspiracy. And of course, you remember me talking about the Chinese police service station in New York City? Well, GOP lawmakers are now wanting to know what Wink and Blinken and Nod and Garland know about it and why they're there, why they haven't investigated it. In inflation news, the Federal Reserve is now reporting that inflation is eroding American workers' wages. Well, tell us something else we don't know, you phonies. Federal Reserve, my foot. Average median decline over the last 25 years is 6.5%. And now they want to water down the dollar. Of course, if they kill the dollar, see, they'll have to try to make us all think that we need to focus on a digital currency. Wow, digital currency? Can you imagine that? Oh, people are going to be storing all sorts of gold and silver and everything else that's going on. Food, guns, ammo. Man, I'm telling you what, it makes me wonder or not whether Hank Williams Jr. will rewrite that song instead of Lawyers, Guns, and Money. Guns, food, and ammo. Bum, bum, bum. Makes me wonder if he'll rewrite that. That'd be interesting if he would. See, we also we have to come up with stuff like this to lighten the load a little bit mentally. Because some of this stuff's pretty heavy. But the one thing we know that's not heavy is the fact that these EVs, electric vehicles, the ones down in Florida, especially the Teslas. Yeah, guess what they're doing? They're catching fire. Because the mixture of electricity and salt water leads to combustion. Got to realize that before you go out and spend all that money on a Tesla. And believe it or not, a regular car fire takes about 1,000 gallons to put out of water. And sometimes if you get like the CO2 extinguisher quick enough, you can put a car fire out real fast. But if they're using water to put out a fire with a Tesla, we're talking 3,000 to 8,000 gallons to do that. Huh. Yeah, we need more EVs on the road, don't we? Yeah. Yeah, like I said, we're about 20 to 30 years behind in our technology. We're not ready for the entire country to convert to electric vehicles. There is a new rule under surveillance state. A new policy was implemented last week by the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check, NICS, which seeks to collect the addresses of gun purchasers in a bid to comply with new federal law. Huh? Federally licensed firearms dealers, or FFLs, are going to be required to provide the FBI with the personal addresses of individuals who attempt to make a purchase but are denied or have a delayed transaction. The FBI is also going to provide local law enforcement with details of failed transactions, which include delayed ones, as well as the personal information of rejected individuals. Earlier, firearms dealers only had to provide a purchaser's state of residence rather than their full address in case of denial or delay. Yeah, this email was obtained by Gun Owners of America. That's how we know about how this new policy is going to be implemented. And we've got a couple of articles in here on surveillance state about five signs and five more signs your phone may be spying on you and what to do about it. And so, you know, everybody is screaming at Google and Apple, who says, we're doing all our can. We're doing all we can. Apple unleashed the lockdown mode to protect iPhone users. Google's been busy protecting its Play Store from PHAs, potentially harmful applications. It's gotten the number of them down to less than 1% of the total apps, but spyware accounts for 48% of those. Just like those who say, oh, I need my cell phone or I'm going to get lost. See how dependent we become on the me phone? We got to have that. We got to have directions because we can't look at a map. We've forgotten how to read a map. It's like we've forgotten how to add. We need a calculator. 2 and 2 equals 5. No, it doesn't. See, people need to, start critically thinking again. We'll be fine. And childhood gender dysphoria diagnosis here, this is what I was alluding to earlier, soared 70% from 20 to 21. 2020 to 2021. All of a sudden now, 330 million Americans analyzed by Komodo Health, according to medical records out there. Reuters reported Thursday, revealing a massive uptick in gender dysphoria diagnosis for kids aged 6 to 17, with at least 121,882 children receiving that diagnosis in the 5 years leading up to 2021. I think it's a plan. Yeah, let's break up the family unit. Why don't we? If we can break up the family unit with dysfunctional kids, we've succeeded. And what do? They let, if you let your kids watch TikTok and other social media platforms, they're programming your kid to be gender dysphoric, make them think that they're something they're not. You see how powerful social media is? Tom in Michigan, what say you?
Oh, no, I got you. Now you got me going. Talking about the kids, something they're not. Maybe they are something they aren't. From when we used to, when I was a child, it was galvanized. It was zinc in there. We used to get a lot of zinc, and now they've got all the canned food. It's plastic lined, and they get the synthetic estrogens. So I'm thinking, wonder what that's doing to the kiddies. But the reason I called was, in the first hour, you said your house did a compression pressure test. And I'm thinking, see, my house is like, I got the 70-year-old wooden windows in it. See, that, when the wind blows, it rattles and everything else. But I'm thinking, that's a good thing. In the winter, I don't want to be breathing the same air over and over again. I like the house to be able to breathe a little bit. Although I did put a scuttle unit in the basement, which really helped a lot. It's a dryer vent. Well, a dryer vent opens when the dryer goes on and the air pressure opens it, and then the dryer humid air goes out the vent. Well, you put a dryer vent in, but backwards. So when the furnace turns on, it creates a vacuum in the house because it's pulling air in, and the air is burning and going up the chimney. Well, then the dryer vent opens up, and air comes into the basement instead of the whole house air coming in all around the, the windows and stuff like that. But I'm thinking, if my house was that tight, I don't know. I'd be a little worried of breathing the same air over and over and over again.
I'm not. I'm not worried about it, Tom. And I'll tell you why. Because of the fact that, one, we have ventilation to the outside air, and the air exchange is done through the mechanical system that runs the house. In addition to that, because it is, when I say functionally airtight, there is going to be a certain amount of energy that transfers through the windows. But as far as air exchange, that's why I've got my wonderful air filters here that are ozonating my air so I don't have to breathe it again. I got lots of news to cover today, sir. I appreciate your chiming in. Doctors are afraid to speak out about COVID treatment, the dangers of COVID shots, because they can lose their ability to practice medicine if they challenge the mainstream narrative. And guess what they are prescribing as the standard of care drug approved for the treatment of COVID? You guessed it. Remdesivir. It's found to be ineffective, liver and kidney damage, but yet they keep giving it to people because the hospitals are incentivized to do it. The U.S., according to Dr. Joe Mercola, is in a health crisis. In 2017 to 2018, only 6.8% of U.S. adults had optimal cardiometabolic health, which means more than 93% of U.S. adults are metabolically unfit. Wow. Nebulized hydrogen peroxide. That's one of the essential compounds that Mercola is recommending that should be in your emergency medicine kit. I have one. The nebulized hydrogen peroxide costs less than $60, and you have it to use for a long time. Because you have to get food-grade hydrogen peroxide, saline, and a nebulizer. So depending on how much you want to spend, you can do it. He also says methylene blue and melatonin are also three essential compounds, part of that, besides the hydrogen peroxide that should be in your emergency medicine kit, just in case. See, now this is the one thing about nebulizers that I like. I've used them, and it only plugs into a 110 outlet. It's not going to drain your electricity if you're on a generator. And you only have to do it for like 5 minutes. Some people do it longer. I do it usually 5 minutes. Clears the lungs if you're congested. A new study is linking many popular over-the-counter meds with Alzheimer's, believe it or not. And what would those happen to be? The names you know. Yeah, Benadryl, Chlortrimeton, Tylenol PM, Aleve PM, Unisom, Dramamine. Yeah, you didn't know that? Anticholinergic ingredients in question, diphenhydramine. In Chlortrimeton, it's chlorpheniramine. In many cold medicines, it's pyrrolamine. Yeah. Well, here's an alternative we're investigating. We're trying to get a deal on Manuka honey. I know you've heard about it. The higher the MGO, which is methylgloxal, it's an antimicrobial compound not found in most other honey. It's used for a variety of medical grade applications, including honey gel, which is honey for wound dressings, and nebulized honey used to treat asthma. When Manuka honey was combined with antibiotics to treat Mycobacterium abscessus, the drug dosage was able to be cut by eightfold, which means Manuka honey has shown constant antimicrobial activity. And it's good for clearing up antibiotic-resistant respiratory infections. That's the nectar from Manuka flowers, dihydroxyacetone. That's what it has in it. Boy, there's have to be some healthy bees doing that. Usually comes from Australia and New Zealand. That's why it's a little pricey, but it's good. I've had it. It has a different taste to it than normal honey. But just look for the MGO, which is methylgloxal rating, if you're looking at this. Study that, because the higher that rating, MGO rating, the better the Manuka honey, and the healthier it is for you. We also want to let you know, under the health area, while we are at it, some of you are using Rife machines. That's R as in Robert, I, F as in Frank, E. Rife machines that were first developed by Royal Raymond Rife. He used that Rife machine to cure cancer in 16 patients that were terminally ill with cancer. Other doctors sent them all over their packing to Rife's clinic thinking, ha, 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 we're going to show this guy his invention doesn't work. And lo and behold, it did. Cured them all. We have included in an email, it's in our email blast, there's a PDF there of all the latest programmable Rife frequencies for the various strains of COVID. See, we're all about solutions. I told you. Anyway, big win, big fail, Hawaii's Lanai Paradise seeds. Bad enough, Dole went into Lanai and set up big pineapple farms. But, you know, big wind. Yeah, David Murdoch and then Governor Linda Legal's scheme to install 170 wind turbines that would irretrievably alter and environmentally destroy almost 25% of Lanai's land. Yep. Touted as a panacea for those hungry to achieve the state's goal of 100% renewable energy, but it was environmentally destructive and not working. Not only that, they posed deadly hazards for endangered wildlife, particularly the Opiapea bat on the North Shore. And of course, Sleepy Joe, the hair sniffer, has come out saying that Hurricane Ian proves climate change, despite the fact that the hurricane experts are saying, no, it doesn't. It's not climate change. A lot of us out there are thinking geoengineering. Maybe. And here's a little warning news piece out of Gardening, Farming, and Homesteading. Armed federal agents are used or have been used to threaten a traditional Amish farmer 150 miles outside of Washington, D.C., who does not use pesticides, fertilizer, or gasoline to run his farm. You see where we're headed? All these stories are going to be in your email blast. If you're not subscribing, you need to go to the Power Hour and click on the links and get this email blast. Then you'll have those 60 news stories we're talking about in your inbox. We have a lot of stuff we're talking about in COVID, and I'm going to wait till the top of the next hour when we have our guest on, Mike Wallach. In the meantime, a federal judge has declared federal guidelines on pronouns, unisex bathrooms, and whatnot unlawful. PayPal has decided to reverse course, saying the company is not going to seize money from people for promoting misinformation. Kanye West has gotten himself in a world of hurt since he was on Tucker Carlson in two different segments. Twitter, Instagram have suspended Kanye after anti-Semitic post, DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. Kanye West says his L.A. concert was canceled after wearing his White Lives Matter shirt. Sharon Osbourne, meanwhile, wants her $900,000 donation back after Kanye West called out Black Lives Matter as a scam. Wait a minute. Sharon Osbourne donated 900 grand to Black Lives Matter? That could have bought Ozzy a lot of burritos.
This is one more burrito, Sharon. One more burrito.
Yeah, you know he likes burritos. 900 grand, man, that's a lot of burritos, Ozzy. Yep. All sorts of stuff in here, including how to read your cat's poker face. Then we come up with some interesting stuff. Yeah, wait till you read the stuff about Kevin Spacey. Holy smokes, he's back in the news again. We're going to be back on the top side of the hour after our break with Mike Wallach about the viral delusion about SARS-CoV-2. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us. You're going to love this segment.
Began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.